The migration is the most complex insect migration in the world and is very bird-like. So in the fall, as the days get cooler and the days get shorter, they go into their migratory mode and they know to go to this pinpoint on a map in Mexico. Nobody knows how they do it. Spend the winter for 5 months, and then in the spring on the 1st of March, they leave Mexico and they're on their way back to the Gulf Coast state. So those butterflies have flown almost 5,000 miles in the course of their lifetime.
So how do birds do it, or how do other species do it? And is there any chance that monarchs are doing it the same way?
Well, we think butterflies and birds both can tell time. If they're going to go in a certain direction, if they followed the sun, they'd start going towards the east. And as the sun went over the sky, they'd be end up headed to the west. But they compensate, and the time clock in their brain enables them to keep a constant angle and head to the right direction. But still, even then, Mexico's a pretty big place, and they're always ending up in the same mountain ranges. So that latter part of how they find the area, we don't know.
What does it look like when these monarchs are on these trees?
The minute I saw them, I was overwhelmed. I walked down this beautiful mountain path, and suddenly the color of the forest changed from green to gray, and I realized I was looking at a wall of monarch butterflies.
And you said from green to gray because when their wings are closed, that part of it is gray.
The underside of the wings are gray, and they're so dense you can't believe. They're like on one small branch, there'll be 5,000 or 10,000 monarch butterflies. So they're there by the millions.
Can you hear them when they're on the trees?
Well, not when they're on the trees because they're completely quiet. But if there's a sunny period, if they all get warmed up, and then if a cloud comes over, the butterflies think they're away from the colony. So when the cloud hits them, they all fly up in the air by the millions. And then you can hear them, this beautiful susurrant sound.
How are monarch butterflies doing?
Well, the butterflies go to these beautiful fir forests that occur above 10,000 feet on the tops of 12 separate mountain ranges. The problem was a lot of illegal cutting was going on, uncontrolled cutting, and we've battled for conservation. Mexico has moved a long ways in protecting the forest. But in the meantime, over the past 10 years, the United States agriculture has changed to where they're using extensive herbicides to a degree that is destroying the summer breeding habitat of the monarch butterfly.
Because they need a plant called milkweed, is that right?
That is right. Monarchs migrate back and they lay their eggs on milkweed plants, and over a course of 3 weeks or so, the caterpillars develop and produce the new generation of monarchs. The problem is that genetically engineered corn and soybean plants, which have been engineered to tolerate powerful herbicides, Roundup and so forth, is killing off all the milkweeds. And monarchs hit the absolute lowest number of overwintering butterflies in Mexico this past year. In the good year, there were 1 billion. This year, we think it's gotten down to 33 million. It's a 90% decline.